I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the third hour of Jazz Unlimited's show called The Bebop Hot House. We're going to start with a set of three. First one is Confirmation, a Dizzy Gillespie sextet recorded in L.A. in 1946. And then Dodo's Dance, Dodo Marmorosa on piano, Harry Babison on cello, and Jackie Mills on drums. And then finally, Cop and the Bop, a J.G. Johnson quintet with Bud Powell in 1946 also on Jazz Unlimited.
Thank you.
We started off the third hour on Jazz Unlimited's Bebop Hot House with Charlie Parker's composition Confirmation, Dizzy Gillespie and a sextet in Los Angeles in 1946, and then Dodo's Dance, the Dodo Marmarosa Trio in 1947, and then Cop and the Bop, the J.J. Johnson Quintet in 1946. We've got the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band and Serge Chaloff coming up, so please stay tuned. And now the Bebop Hot House continues with Dilated Pupils. And that's a bunch of L.A. beboppers. Howard McGee on trumpet, Teddy Edwards on tenor, Dodo Marmarosa on piano again. And then I Mean You, the Coleman Hawkins Octet, with Fats Navarro on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Porter Kilbert alto, and Hawkins on tenor in 1946. And then finally in 1947, Ice Freezes Red, the Tad Dameron Quintet with Fats Navarro on trumpet and Leo Parker on baritone. And that will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. Set of three from the Bebop Hot House on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight. We heard from Los Angeles, Dilated Pupils, the Howard McGhee, Teddy Edwards sextet with McGhee on trumpet, Edwards on tenor, and Dodo Marmarosa on piano in 1946. And then I Mean You, another Monk tune with the Coleman Hawkins Octet with Fats Navarro on trumpet, J.J. Johnson trombone, Porter Kilbert on alto, Coleman Hawkins on tenor. Also 1946. And then a Tad Dameron quintet playing Ice Freezes Red with Fats Navarro on trumpet, Leo Parker on baritone, Tad Dameron on piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Denzel Best on drums in 1947. We've got the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band playing Manteca, another Bud Powell trio, and we're going to hear a Ray Brown octet coming up in a bit, and that includes the recording debut of James Moody, by the way. So please stay tuned. And now we have a set of three things to come, an incredibly fast big band number with the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band, Dizzy's on trumpet, Milt Jackson on vibes, Night Music with a Milt Jackson quartet from 1947, and then finally Serge's Urge, a Serge Chaloff sextet with Chaloff on baritone in 1947.
Thank you.
Set of three from the music of bebop in the 1940s. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight. The first one was the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band playing Things to Come. Very fast tune, you might say. And that featured Dizzy on trumpet and Milt Jackson on vibes in 1946. And then Night Music, a Milt Jackson quartet with Hank Jones on piano, Milt on vibes in 1947. Then also in 1947, Serge's Urge, a Serge Chaloff sextet with Red Rodney on trumpet and Serge Chaloff on baritone in 1947. We have more Fats Navarro, George Wallington, and more Dexter Gordon coming up, so please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear Manteca from the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band of 1947 with Chano Pozzo on percussion. And then Tempus Fugit, the Bud Powell Trio from 1949. And then the Smoky Hollow Jump, the Ray Brown Octet with a trumpet battle between Dave Burns and Dizzy Gillespie in 1946. And then finally the Lion's Roar, a Russell Jacket Octet with Jacket on trumpet, J.J. Johnson trombone, Sonny Sid Alto, Leo Parker on baritone, and Sir Charles Thompson on piano in 1948. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the Bebop Hot House on Jazz Unlimited. We heard a set of four, Manteca with the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band in 1947, then Tempest Fugit, the Bud Powell Trio in 1949, then Smoky Hollow Jump, the Ray Brown Octet in 1946, and finally the Russell Jacket Octet played The Lion's Roar with Leo Parker on baritone, and J.G. Johnson on trombone, and Sonny Stitt on alto. We have a station break, and we're going to take the show out with a set of three. The first one is the Tad Walk, with Fats Navarro on trumpet, Ernie Henry on alto, Tad Dammer on piano, Curly Russell bass, and Kenny Clark on drums in 1947. And then Fine and Dandy, the George Wallington Trio, of Wallington on piano, Curly Russell bass, and Max Roach on drums in 1951, and then more from L.A., The Chase, with Dexter Gordon on tenor, Wardell Gray on tenor, Jimmy Bunn piano, Red Calendar bass, and Chuck Thompson on drums in 1947. And the story goes that this was a routine that the two tenor players had worked up, and they would run around the stage playing and goosing each other with the bells of their horns. So that'll be coming your way following the station break. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dennis Owsley, and that set of three closes the Bebop Hothouse tonight on Jazz Unlimited. The first one was the Tad Dameron Quintet with Fats Navarro on trumpet playing the Tad Walk. And then the George Wallington Trio did Fine and Dandy. 1947 for Tad Walk, 1951 for Fine and Dandy, and finally back to 1947 for The Chase with Dexter Gordon and Ward Hillgray. See you again next Sunday night from 9 to midnight for a show that's kind of interesting. Jazz musicians with a surname Williams. Have a good week and we'll see you then.